All right, welcome to another deep dive. You guys know we love to really get into the nitty-gritty of whatever you're sending our way.
Absolutely.
And today we're tackling, well, you sent us this awesome guide all about starting a side hustle.
Yeah.
And, you know, those guides can be a little bit like drinking from a fire hose sometimes,
With a
right?
lot of info,
So we're going to try to distill it down, make it a little bit more digestible, and highlight those really key things you should be focusing on.
Sounds good.
So one of the things that really stood out to me at the very beginning was this emphasis on you. Like, it's not just about like finding the hottest business idea.
Right.
It's about figuring out what you bring to the table.
Absolutely. It's all about alignment. You know, it's like instead of chasing the latest trend, it's about, hey, how can I leverage my existing skills, my interests, my passions even, and mold that into something, something profitable, a side hustle.
Yeah, and they actually start the whole guide off with this whole personal inventory section, which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah, no, I thought that was brilliant. They really encourage you to take stock. You know, look at your skills. What are you good at? And what do you enjoy doing? Because those two things don't always overlap.
Right.
And ideally, your side hustle should be something that, ticks both of those boxes.
Like if you're spending your nights and weekends doing something you hate, that's not really a sustainable side hustle, is it?
Yeah, you're going to burn out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And the guide uses some great examples to illustrate this. You know, like Sarah, the virtual assistant.
Oh, tell me about her.
So she literally sat down and listed every skill she could think of, from like email management, calendar organization, even like basic bookkeeping, you know? And
Yeah.
she rated herself on each skill.
I love that. That's like real honesty.
Yeah, and that's so important, right? It's so easy to kind of inflate our abilities or focus on what we wish we were good at.
Right.
But this stage is all about being brutally honest with yourself, recognizing like, okay, these are my strengths, but these are also my limitations.
Yeah. The guide doesn't shy away from the limitations either, does it?
Not at all, which I really appreciate.
Like, remember it was Maria who wanted to start the tutoring business? She had a full-time job. So she had to be honest with herself about how much time she really had.
Yeah, and I think that's where a lot of aspiring entrepreneurs get tripped up, you know? They
Yeah.
get so excited about the idea that they forget to consider those practical constraints.
Yeah, like real life.
Yeah, real life, like how much time do you actually have?
Yeah.
What resources do you have available? And even, what's your current lifestyle like?
Totally. It's all about setting yourself up for success, not for burnout, like we were saying.
Exactly. And that's where that validation comes in, right? Once you have a good grasp of what you bring to the table, the guide is like, okay, now don't just hallucinate about a business.
I love that.
You got to test it. Test it in the real world.
Yeah, and see if it'll actually like, fly.
Exactly. Don't go investing a ton of time and money into something without making sure there's an actual market for it.
It breaks it down into some pretty clear steps, too.
It does. It does. And it all starts with defining your target
Oh,
market.
yeah, like who are you serving? Like,
Yeah.
not just, oh, I want to sell this to everybody.
Right. It's about getting specific. Like they use the example of John, the dog walker.
John, yeah. He wanted to be a dog
Yeah,
walker.
he was like, "Okay, I'm not just targeting anyone with a dog." He's like, "I'm targeting busy professionals, 25 to 45, living in urban areas, probably time strapped."
Yeah, he had a very specific person in mind.
He really narrowed it down, which is smart because then you can tailor your marketing efforts.
Right, so you're not just shouting into the void.
Exactly. You're speaking directly to the needs and desires of your ideal customer.
So we've got our target market. What's the next step in this validation process?
Well, the guide emphasizes the importance of competitive analysis. So who else is out there offering similar services or products?
Right.
What are their strengths and weaknesses? What are they charging? It's about understanding the landscape. The competitive landscape you're entering.
And uses Maria again, right?
Yes, Maria, the aspiring tutor. And she realized, okay, instead of just offering generic tutoring,
Right.
I can specialize in these niche STEM subjects
Oh, smart.
where there's high demand but less competition.
Because everybody's doing the general stuff.
Exactly. And I think a lot of people, they kind of get discouraged at this stage. They're like, oh, there are already people doing this. There's no room for me.
Right.
But Maria's story shows that by finding that unique angle, that niche,
You can really stand out.
you can stand out. You can carve out your own space.
All right, so we've done this whole self-assessment. We've got an idea. We've validated it. Now what?
Now it's time to roll up our sleeves and create a business plan.
Oh, okay. Is it spreadsheet time?
Not necessarily. The guide, it keeps it pretty simple.
Okay.
They're not advocating for like 100-page document.
Thank goodness.
It's more about outlining the essentials,
Right.
like your business concept, your target market, you know, your services or products, financial projections.
Sound like a roadmap.
Yeah, like a blueprint. Yeah,
Keep you focused.
exactly. And they use John's dog walking business as an example again.
Oh,
Yeah, they highlight like having a really clear executive summary, you know, a detailed description of the services and a breakdown of, you know, that target market we talked about. And it's interesting, they talk about how Maria initially went with a sole proprietorship because it was the simplest option, you know, for her tutoring business.
Yeah, bro.
But the guide points out that while that might be easy to set up,
It might not be the best choice in the long run.
right, you really have to consider like those legal and financial implications of different business
That's a
structures.
good point.
And speaking of finances, you know, the guide really stresses separating your business and personal finances from day one,
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
which, you know, a lot of people kind of put off, but it's so important.
Yeah, they used Alex as an example, right?
Yes, Alex, the aspiring social media manager,
Yeah.
he was so organized, opened a separate bank account, chose like user-friendly bookkeeping software,
Good for him.
even set up a PayPal business account, you know, to keep everything separate.
Smart. So, you know, he was really treating his side hustle like a real business from the start.
Exactly. Even though it was, you know, in those early stages, he was setting himself up for success.
Well, we covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep
You
dive.
did.
From that self-assessment, validating the idea, crafting that plan, and getting your finances in order. That's a lot.
It's a solid foundation, though. It's
Yeah.
a solid foundation for building sustainable side hustle.
I like that.
Yeah.
Sustainable side
But
hustle.
the journey doesn't stop there.
Oh,
We've
no.
laid the groundwork, but now we gotta attract those customers, get the word out.
Marketing.
Marketing, baby.
All right, so we're going to dive into that exciting world in the next part of our deep dive.
Stay tuned.
Stay
It's
tuned.
gonna be good.
I'm excited for that.
Me too.
Okay, so we've got the plan, we've got our finances figured out, we're ready to launch.
Right, but how do we actually get customers, you know?
Yeah. How do we get people in the door?
Yeah.
And that's where the marketing piece comes in.
Absolutely. And I think there's a misconception that marketing has to be all about these fancy ads and huge budgets.
Right.
But this guide really stresses that, you know, even for side hustlers, you can create a powerful marketing strategy.
Without breaking the bank.
Exactly, without breaking the
And
bank.
one of the first things that they talk about, which I thought was really interesting, was the USP.
Yes, the unique selling proposition.
What is it that makes you stand out?
Right. Why should someone choose you over all the other options out there?
Right,
It's all
exactly
about
right.
differentiation.
Yeah.
Like, I think they used Maria again as a great example. The tutor,
Right.
instead of just saying, you know, I offer tutoring, which is very generic,
Yeah, everybody says that.
she really honed in on what made her different. So, you know, specialized tutoring in advanced STEM subjects
Oh, okay.
with flexible scheduling. You know, she really highlighted those key
Yeah,
advantages.
she had a niche.
Exactly. It's clear, concise, memorable.
So once you have that USP, they get into some specific channels.
Yes.
And of course, no marketing discussion these days would be complete without talking about SEO.
SEO, search engine optimization.
Yeah, it can be kind of intimidating.
It can be, but the guide does a really good job of, you know, breaking it down into manageable steps,
Okay.
really emphasizing the importance of keywords.
Keywords, yeah.
Those words and phrases that people are actually typing in when they're looking for a service like yours. You
All right.
know, if you're not using the right keywords, people aren't going to find you.
Yeah, you're invisible.
Exactly. And Alex, our social media manager, he really took this to heart.
Oh, wow.
He made sure his website was optimized. You know, he was using keywords like social media management for small businesses, affordable social media marketing. He
Ooh.
even wrote these really in-depth blog posts on social media strategies, but he tailored them to specific industries.
Oh, so smart.
Yeah, so it wasn't just generic advice. He was providing valuable content that was really targeted
On
to his
board.
ideal client.
So he was like attracting the right people.
Exactly. And by providing that valuable content, he was also positioning himself as an expert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And of course, you know, SEO is important, but we can't forget about social media.
Social media, of course.
I mean, love it or hate it, it's a powerful tool.
It is.
You know, it allows you to connect with your audience directly, build relationships, showcase your expertise.
Yeah, but the guide does say it's not enough to just be on social media.
No, you got to be strategic.
Strategic, right?
Like Sarah, the virtual assistant, she focused on LinkedIn and Instagram.
Oh.
Because she knew those platforms were where her ideal clients were hanging out.
Small business owners.
Yeah, exactly.
So she wasn't trying to be like on every platform.
Right. She was focusing her energy where it mattered most.
And being consistent.
And being consistent. You know, showing up regularly, providing value, not just bombarding people with sales pitches all the time.
Right, right.
Building those relationships.
So it's about building trust.
It's about building trust. And that kind of leads us into another channel that they cover.
Okay.
Email marketing.
Email marketing. Some people might say it's old school.
You know, some people say it's dead, but it's not.
I don't think so.
It's still one of the most effective ways to nurture leads and build a loyal customer base.
I agree.
It allows you to stay in touch, share valuable content, and promote your services.
It's more personal.
Yeah, in a more personalized way.
Maria was good at this too.
Maria, always on top of it, she created, what did they call it, a study skills cheat sheet?
A cheat sheet.
Yeah, that she offered for free on her website.
Oh, smart.
In exchange for people's email addresses.
So you get something for free, but she gets your email.
Exactly. It's called a lead magnet. You know, you offer something valuable for free.
Okay.
To incentivize people to join your email list.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have those email addresses, the guide really emphasizes nurturing those leads.
You don't want to just let them sit there.
Right. Send a welcome email series, introduce yourself, provide value, regular newsletters.
Keep them engaged.
Exactly. Special offers, maybe even personalized messages based on their interests.
You can do that with email marketing.
You can. It's all about you know, building a community around your brand.
Okay, so we've got the digital stuff, SEO, social media, email, but they also talk about networking.
Yes, good old-fashioned networking.
In person.
Yeah, sometimes the best connections happen offline.
Right.
You know, attending industry events, joining local business groups, just getting out there and meeting people.
They talked about John again, right? With his dog walking.
John, yeah, he joined a local pet owner's meetup group.
Perfect.
Even volunteered at some animal shelter events, you know?
He's getting out there.
He was really embedding himself in that community, building relationships with potential clients and even collaborators.
Yeah.
And, you know, networking is not just about collecting business cards.
Yo.
It's about building genuine connections.
Right. Being a real person.
Being a real person.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground on the marketing front here.
We have. From, you know, defining your USP, leveraging those digital channels, and getting out there and shaking some hands.
Yeah.
It's a multifaceted approach.
And once you've, you know, attracted those clients, made those connections, the next piece is making sure you deliver.
Right. You got to walk the walk.
And that's where operations comes in.
The behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah. Which is what we're going to be diving into in the next part of our deep dive.
That's right.
So stay tuned. So we talked about marketing, getting those clients in the door. But one of the things I really liked about this guide was the emphasis on operations.
Oh, yes. The behind the scenes magic.
Yeah. Like, it's one thing to get people excited about your business.
Right.
But then you have to actually deliver.
You got to have the systems in place.
Yeah. And one of the first things they talked about was SOPs.
Standard operating procedures.
Yeah. And when I first read that, I was like, oh, that sounds a little corporate-y, you know?
I get it. But honestly, SOPs can be a game changer.
Even for a small side hustle.
Especially for a small side hustle. Think about it. You're wearing all the hats.
Right. You're doing everything.
So having clear processes for everything can save you so much time and energy.
Okay. I'm listening. Convince me.
Well, let's take Alex, our social media manager, as an example.
Okay, Alex.
He created these really detailed guides for everything.
Like what?
Like onboarding new clients, creating content calendars, even scheduling posts.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
It might seem like a lot up front.
Yeah.
But having those systems in place means things run smoothly, even when you're not there.
It's like you're building a machine.
Exactly. It's about working smarter, not harder.
And speaking of working smarter, the guide also had a whole section on time management.
Yes. The eternal struggle.
Because when you're doing a side hustle,
time is your most valuable asset.
It's like gold.
And the guide, I like that it got really practical, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like using a digital calendar to schedule everything,
Blocking out time.
blocking out time, even for like those deep work sessions, you
Oh,
know?
yeah. When you need to focus.
Yeah, gotta get in the zone.
Sarah, our virtual assistant, she was great at this.
Oh, Sarah was a master of time blocking.
She had it all color-coded.
Different slots for different tasks, you know? Email, client calls, even time for brainstorming.
Keeps you organized.
And it prevents that feeling of overwhelm.
Yeah, when you're just like bouncing between a million things.
Exactly. And for those moments when you really need to focus, you know, the guide suggested the Pomodoro technique.
Commodoro, I've heard of that.
Working in 25-minute intervals with short breaks in between.
That's supposed to be really good for your focus.
It's amazing how much you can get done when you work in focused bursts.
I should try that.
You should. And then, to stay organized with all your clients, the guide talked about CRM.
CRM, is that like customer something?
Customer Relationship Management.
Okay. I thought that was just for big companies.
Nope. Even side hustlers can benefit.
Really?
Think of it as like a central hub for all your client information interactions.
Okay.
Maria, the tutor, she used a free CRM to keep track of everything.
Oh, so it can be free.
There are definitely free options out there.
Okay, good to know.
It just helps you stay organized, you know? Schedule sessions, send reminders.
And it probably makes you look more professional, too.
Absolutely. It's all about providing a great client experience.
And the last thing the guy talked about, which I thought was interesting, was exit strategies.
Exit strategies, but we just started.
I know, right? It seems a little premature.
But the guide encourages you to think about the long game.
The long game, okay?
Like, what do you ultimately want to do with this business?
Yeah, what's the goal?
Do you want to build it up and sell it someday? Or maybe pass it on to a family member?
I never thought about that.
It's just about being intentional, you know,
Right.
and making decisions that align with your vision.
Okay. So even if you don't have a specific exit strategy in mind, it's still good to think about those things.
Absolutely. It helps you stay focused.
Wow. Well, this deep dive has been a whirlwind of
Yeah,
information.
covered a lot of ground.
From self-assessment to marketing, operations, exit strategies, it's like,
Of a whole entrepreneurial journey.
it is. And this guide, it's really like a roadmap for anyone who's thinking about starting a side hustle.
It is. But remember, it's just a starting point.
Right. It's up to you to take this knowledge.
And make it your own.
Yeah. Find that thing that you're passionate about, that you're good at.
The world needs what you have to offer.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's it for our deep dive on starting a side hustle. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.